Hi, Bill. My name is Brett Jenks. I'm the CEO of Rare. I know you've exchanged some emails with Monique Barron on my team in California. And since you kindly said you'd be willing to learn more about Rare, I'm following up with you personally. We've put together this digital experience for you with the hope that it piques your interest in what makes us Rare and how you might play a role. Given your personal service with the Nature Conservancy's board, I gather that you share our strong commitment to do more, to create and scale innovative and effective solutions to our environmental crisis. With that, let me introduce you to what makes us Rare. Every time you hear a little ding, go ahead and turn the page. I like to think of Rare as the disruptive startup in conservation. Our entire approach is different because we focus not only on protecting nature, but on the millions of people who depend on it for their lives and livelihoods. Just think about any environmental challenge: ocean plastics, coastal overfishing, wildlife poaching, climate change. What do they all have in common? People. We believe that for every environmental issue on the planet today, people are both the problem and the solution. And to solve them, we have to start behaving differently. We know this because we've been working at the intersection of people and nature for over 40 years. More than 400 campaigns in countries all over the globe. And we've learned a lot from these campaigns because we've been working hand in hand with local people. Here's the takeaway. There's something missing from traditional conservation programs. Most conservation solutions today are not designed with people in mind. The standard toolkit is marked in blue. Rules and regulations, economic incentives, or disincentives in the case of fines, for example, and information campaigns. These elements have been the standard in our field for decades, but they're incomplete. Rare has created a new conservation toolkit, one that adds three concepts from behavioral science: emotional appeals, social incentives, and choice architecture. Here's an insight. People don't always make rational decisions. Here you see a young couple assembling a dresser. This is a great example of what we call the IKEA effect, and the lesson is simple. We value something more if we build it ourselves. Another insight. We tend to act the way others in our social networks act. Here's one of my favorite examples. In our everyday lives, it would not be acceptable to put on a wig and paint yourself blue and scream yourself hoarse. And yet at a Kentucky basketball game, it's not only acceptable, it's encouraged. One final insight. Context matters. The chart shows the difference between participation rates of organ donation programs around the world. Opt-in rates are in green on the left. Opt-out rates are in purple on the right. There's a striking difference just in the way these choices are presented. There are tremendous lessons to be learned from these and other insights. How can we leverage these principles to improve conservation? For this reason, Rare's launched the Center for Behavior and the Environment, the world's first center dedicated solely to bringing behavioral science to conservation. Our goal is to transform our field by tackling global environmental challenges through behavior-centered design. We're being guided in this process by some of the brightest minds in academia today, including Sarah Stein Greenberg, the executive director at Stanford's D School. Earlier, I said Rare is like a disruptive startup. Here's one example. 7 years ago, Rare went to Indonesia with a back-of-the-napkin idea that we believed could solve Indonesia's crippling overfishing problem along its coastlines. Indonesia's local fisheries were in crisis. Fish populations were declining, which jeopardized not only their marine ecosystems, but a food source and job security, and really the well-being of millions of local people. Rare proposed establishing marine reserves where no fishing was permitted in exchange for giving local communities exclusive fishing rights. We proposed community oversight where fishers would help manage these local areas. We were told by just about everybody that our proposal was crazy. A marine lawyer who argued several cases before Indonesia's Supreme Court told us it was illegal. It went against generations of Indonesian culture and tradition on the water. All the local NGOs and most of the international NGOs with whom we work told us simply, this will never work in Indonesia. Like any good startup, we had faith in our approach. Like any good entrepreneur, we pressed on, undeterred. We implemented this approach and rigorously tested it. In 41 pilot sites in 3 countries, this approach led to more fish in the water, greater community participation and management, and improved social cohesion and greater food and economic security. And we've got literally 700,000 data points to back that up. In Indonesia, Fish Forever went from an impossible, ridiculous idea to a thriving national priority in just 7 years. Earlier this year, in fact, Indonesia designated the largest marine reserve network on the planet, celebrated and signed into law by 19 tribal leaders. This was an amazing achievement, not just for Rare, but for all of our partners. Today, Fish Forever is the largest, arguably the most effective program in the world, working to revitalize coastal fisheries. It's working, in many ways, just like we drew it up on that napkin. Rare is also working to protect watersheds in Colombia, a vital source of clean, fresh water for 38 million people, a source that's threatened by cattle ranching, illegal logging, deforestation, and of course, pollution. Land use is one of the biggest contributors to global climate change. So in China, we're working with farmers on more sustainable ag. And Rare is also leading the field of conservation finance by developing innovative financial structures to drive investments in the countries in which we work. We're working with Indonesia and the Philippines right now on a creative way of blending financial instruments to catalyze hundreds of millions of dollars so that the people themselves, the governments of Indonesia and the Philippines, can invest in coastal fishery recovery. This is critical because there will never be enough philanthropy to save our planet. We intend to use as much philanthropy as possible to catalyze not just public support, but private investment in natural capital. One of the ways we've done this is by launching the first ever impact investment fund dedicated to coastal fisheries. It's called the Molloy Fund. For us, it's all about scale. Community conservation at scale. Rare has accomplished some pretty amazing things. I'm really proud of the work our team has done here. But there's much left to be done. This year we launched Rare 2021, the campaign for change. We believe our unique behavior change approach can improve the lives of millions of people around the world. Change is what we do best. It's what makes us rare. That's our story. I hope in some way this little recording has piqued your interest, Bill. We would love the opportunity to continue this conversation live and in person. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Cheers.